Green Car Reports posts an article about new and used hybrid and electric vehicles. At the end, the question is asked, what's your favorite? I comment, smart for two. Random dude gushes about his hybrid, calls mine an itty-bitty so-called car. Didn't know I was signing up for a debate, but I can take it. 'Cause I've heard all the jokes, snide remarks and wisecracks. I just smile and let it roll off my back. Very passive, aggressive life. But every time I drive by the gas pumps and see the rising price per gallon, I have the last laugh in my itty-bitty so-called car that could. Electrician in our garage to give an estimate on a charging station. Looks at our smart and asks me, hey, is that a toy car? I wonder how many gallons a day he pumps into that work van. Don't think I'll be using him again. Because I've heard all the jokes, snide remarks, and wisecracks. I just smile and let it roll off my back. Very passive, aggressive like. But every time I drive by the gas pumps and see the rising price per gallon, I have a last laugh in my itty-bitty so-called car that could. 10-year-old kid running outside the Y shouts, hey, look, toy car. Meanwhile, all the Tesla guys hanging in the forum snicker about my itty-bitty so-called car. But I bought two for less than they paid for one, and I don't even want to think about how much they pay for insurance. Think I'll write a book called The Itty-Bitty So-Called Car That Could. Talking about busting range anxiety for one-third the price of gasoline, going everywhere I need to be. And what they don't understand is growing up short, smart, and in a weird religion makes for thick skin. 'Cause I've heard all the jokes, snide remarks, and wisecracks. I just smile and let it roll off my back. Very passive, aggressive like. But every time I drive by the gas pumps and see the rising price per gallon, I have a last laugh in my itty-bitty so-called car that could.